Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 2. 1 Corinthians, chapter 2. We'll read verses 9 through 12 together. We'll read this passage responsively. 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, verses 9 through 12. First Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 through 12. But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for a place called church. And thank you that you visit us here at this church. Lord, you're a great God. Lord, we don't always understand, but we know if we could focus on you, you see far beyond us. You see our eternities. You have the plan of our life already laid out, that we keep our eyes focused on thee so that we could live it like you want. Fill our preacher with your power today. Lord, he has for us a way to brighten that path and clarify the route for us. May we listen. Change our hearts and our lives, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
This morning, I'm going to talk to us about what we would consider a bittersweet subject. We're going to talk about death, but we're not going to talk about death for the sake of talking about death. I want to talk to you about heaven today, if I could. I want us to better be able to face the reality of heaven. I want us to be able to face it for ourselves. Those of you that are, maybe there are some, you say, Brother Owens, I'm up in years, heaven is getting closer and closer for me. I hope what little bit of fear you might have in your heart and in your life, I hope we can relieve a little bit of it today. But then let me remind all of us, you don't have to be 85, 90 years old to be facing heaven. You may be 6 years old, you may be 16 years old, you may be 26 years of age, and this might be your last day here on earth. You will go to one of two places the moment you close your eyes in death. You will either lift your eyes in hell or lift your eyes in heaven. So age is not always relevant, but as we grow older, we realize the reality of heaven more and more. Not only do I want you and I as individuals to face the place called heaven and its reality a little better, I would like to help you, because we have many who have had others that have passed on. They're in heaven now, and I would like to help you with that as well. I have been the pastor of this church for a little over 6 years. In a little over 6 years, we have performed 65 funerals. That's amazing. I'll use the word outrageous. It's almost incredible, ridiculous how many folks are in heaven already. You say, Brother Owens, your preaching must be rotten. You're killing them right and left. Well, that wasn't the plan. But I have preached sermon after sermon after sermon after sermon at funerals. I have a sermon I want to recommend to some of you. I preached a sermon a few years ago. It's entitled The Roller Coaster of Grief. There's a little blue notebook that's back here on the table just inside the auditorium, and you can order our sermons that are preached on Sunday mornings or Sunday evening. Boy, if you're going through a difficult time of grief and you've never heard that sermon, it's only a few dollars. I'm not doing it to raise money. I'm doing it to help your heart. If you go back there, you look in that book, you get a copy of that sermon called The Roller Coaster of Grief, and I just know that it will help you. But I think what I'm going to say today is going to help you as well. I'm not really sure I'm about to preach a sermon to you. I think I'm about to take you on a journey that I took one day myself. One of our dear members had just lost a loved one, And we happened to be together for about 2 hours, and almost one solid hour of that two-hour time period, I began to talk to our member who had lost a loved one. I began to talk to them about heaven. I began to explain heaven the way I kind of saw it happening and the way I thought it would occur to a degree. After about an hour of conversation, this man looked at me and he said, "Preacher, you've got to preach a sermon to our people and again describe what you just described to me. You have lifted my heart." He had buried a loved one not but 2 or 3 days before. I'm going to take you on the journey that I took that good man that day. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:15, it says, "O death, where is thy sting? Grave, where is thy victory?" We hear that verse used. We hear that verse quoted. I'm going to tell you today, if I could, I think I can tell you some of the reasons why the sting of death is not there for Christians. And some of that heaviness of death does not overwhelm the Christian. It's because what we are about to receive on the other shore is so incredible. It's a foretaste of glory divine that you and I get to experience. The Bible says here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 through 12, I want to zero in on one verse. We read all the verses a moment ago. Listen to this. 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, "But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." 1 Corinthians tells us, this passage here tells us, that there are things that our God has prepared for us that are beyond our earthly limited comprehension. Now, it may be that the Bible's telling us about some things that are on the horizon for us while we're alive and well, but I think more so God is preparing us for what we are going to have when we get to heaven. Now, normally, I would not do something, I wouldn't do what I'm about to tell you to do, because it could become too depressing for you. Those of you that have had loved ones that have passed on, your heart's tender about it. There's still that empty spot in your heart. I would not ever start a sermon by saying to you, "I want you to think about them," because that may just take your spirit all the way to the basement, and you'll get down in the mully grubs about it. But I want you to think about them this morning, because I want you to realize where they're at and realize how magnificent the place called heaven really is. You see, here the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 2:9, it says, "I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them." Let me break that down a little bit if I could. The Bible says here, "I have not seen." You see, you have never seen anything like heaven before. Your eyes will see more clearly than ever once you get to heaven. You will gain a heavenly eyesight. Eyesight will be better than 20/20 vision. You will see things in their purest state. Sin's influence will not blur your vision. Wickedness will not cast a shadow on your sight. Evil will not dim our ability to see right. Wrong will not taint heaven's clarity. You will see through the eyes of God. For the first time, we will see things the very way that God originally intended for us to see them. That's what it means when it says, "I have not seen." I have not seen. It goes on and it says, "Nor ear heard." You've never heard with your ears so clearly as you will when you get to heaven. The purity of sound will amaze you in heaven. You will hear using glorified heavenly ears. Clarity in sound will be pristine. There will be no sinful earthly sounds and hindrances. We will hear like God hears. We will hear through holy ears. No more will sin's poison cause our ability to hear to be tainted. No more will wrong sounds interrupt the right sounds. Our ears will function in a heavenly way and will for the first time pick up heavenly sounds never heard by earthly ears. You see, it says, "I have not seen, nor ear heard." This verse goes on, and it says, "Neither entered into the heart of man, neither entered into the heart of man. What? What heaven's going to be like? Heaven is a million times better than you can imagine. Your most extreme dream of the goodness of heaven will fall short. Your earthly emotions could not handle the bliss and the extreme of the satisfaction that heaven makes available to you. Your heart cannot begin to fathom heaven's beauty. Your mind cannot begin to calculate heaven's magnificence. The feelings of heaven are undescribable. Your heart will experience things beyond its fondest desires. Your heart's appetites will be fulfilled 1,000 times over. Hey, listen, your emotions will be perfected. Heaven is the future home of every saved person, and your eyes have never seen anything like it. Your ears have never heard anything like it. Your heart can't even fathom the emotion of it. Heaven is where you and I are going because we're saved. That's where we're going to go. I mean, someone said, I might die. Well, I don't really want to die today, but let me tell you, on the other side of death is an unfathomable, wonderful place that God has prepared for us. Heaven is the current home of all of our loved ones who have passed away. That's where they're at. You see, when I conduct a funeral, I often make statements like this, and I the word funeral is not as big and important to me. I like calling it graduation service because we're graduating something bigger and better. I like calling it a home-going service because heaven is our future home. But when I do a funeral service, I often say something like this. I'll say, he, speaking of the deceased, is in a better place. Now, I don't know how many people believe that. But according to the Bible, and as you see my sermon unfold today, you're going to realize that me saying he's in a better place, that's a vast understatement. Because he is in a better place. I can't describe it. Hey, I would say maybe at a funeral, she wouldn't come back even if she could. This is so true, it's impossible for us to understand. Listen, it wouldn't be that they wouldn't come back because they don't love us or they don't want to be with us. They can't tear themselves away. It is such a wonderful place. It is such a wonderful place. So we might say, he's in a better place. We might say, she wouldn't come back if she could. Or we might say, they're in better shape than they've ever been before. We can't imagine how much better shape they are in than ever before. I say at a funeral, we're not here to say goodbye. We're here to say, I'll see you later. And that is exactly the case, my friend. Those that have passed on before us, they are in heaven today. They are enjoying everything I'm about to describe. And they're not coming back to us, but our plan is to go to them someday. And if they could come back, they wouldn't want to come back. Hey, they want to be with you, but they don't want to join you. They want you to join them because it is such a wonderful place that we have on the horizon. Here in 1 Corinthians 2:9, God is telling us that there is no way in human language he can explain to us what he has prepared for us in heaven. We are, and our loved ones are enjoying it as we speak. As we speak, they are enjoying this place called heaven. He is saying to us that our minds, our eyes, our ears, our emotions, our hearts are unable to understand the magnificence of this real place called heaven. One reason we can't perceive the marvelous wonders of heaven is because he who has prepared this place called heaven. You see, God is so awesome, it'd be hard for you to understand what his potential is and what he can do. God is the one that prepared heaven. You go to a party here on earth, or you go to some mansion here on earth. Those were prepared by man. But God prepared our heavenly home. God prepared this place called heaven. Hey, look at how powerful God's creative abilities were and what he created in 6 days down here. I mean, 6 literal days, God started creating, and he created the earth and the oceans and the plants and the stars and the moon and the sun. Hey, let me tell you something. If God can do that in 6 days,
Can you imagine what God's creative ability could do if he had thousands and thousands of years to create heaven? When we remove all the earthly restraints upon our senses, heaven is going to be unfathomable. I will fail miserably at describing heaven's incredible opportunities today. I will not have enough time to tell the whole story. I will not have enough vocabulary to describe its wonders. You will not have enough perception to even begin to grasp the wonders of heaven. You see, remember now, this is a place where our loved ones are right now. Heaven is not a fairy tale. Heaven is not like Alice's Wonderland. That's make-believe. Heaven's a real place. Heaven is not like Dorothy's Land of Oz. It's not a dream. It's not make-believe. Heaven is a real place. Heaven is a real place, and there are real people and real streets and real mansions, and we serve a real God, and he's there. Heaven is where you and I are going to go after we die. Heaven is why we sing songs like, "Just over in the glory land, I'll join that happy angel band. Just over in the glory land." That's why we sing, "This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through." We sing, "I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old, never. We're never going to grow old there." We sing in the sweet by and by. We sing those songs because we look forward to that place. Oh, stay with me today. I will not run all over the platform. I will not be real dynamic, but I am going to describe to you the conversation that I had with a dear man who had a loved one pass away just some hours before. You listen as I talk. You see, in heaven, our ability to see will be purified. 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, "I have not seen." The very moment your loved one passed over, they got some new eyeballs. I can't even begin to describe to you what that means. Our eyesight on earth is terrible compared to what it will be in heaven. When we get to heaven, our vision will experience a clarity that is unexplainable. Colors will be vibrant as never before. Colors will be exact as never before. Colors will be pure as never before. Colors will be clean as never before. Heaven's color charts are never ending. Those of you that like to go out to the hardware store and start looking at all the paint charts and all the color charts, I'm telling you, you will look and look and look in eternity, and the colors are just going to be amazing. You know, TV claims to come to you in living color, but heaven will reveal a new understanding to that thing called living color. The colors, I believe, will have some type of personality to them. The colors will be seen through the heavenly magnifying glass. The number of crayons in heaven's crayon box is out of sight. When we see red the way God sees it, you are going to be amazed. When you see blue as God created it, we will see yellow as clearly as God intended us to see yellow. We will see green as it was originally produced. We will see white as white really is. We will see brown as God's mind made it. We'll see purple as a perfect blend of God's ability to blend colors. Heaven's rainbow will make earth's rainbow bow in humility. I'm talking about just our sight. Oh, colors are going to be precious. You'll see like you've never seen before. We will see light as light really is. Bright will be bright like never before. Shine will shine as God created it to shine. We will see objects and shapes in their purest forms. The square will amaze you. You'll see a square that is perfect like never before. A circle will hold a new meaning to you. A rectangle will be awesome. A triangle will blow your mind. An oblong will be out of this world. Why? Shapes, sizes, colors, they're all going to be perfect. Have you ever stopped to think about it? Everything in this world is tainted. Everything in this world is dimmed by sin and dimmed by the devil and dimmed by this life. But when we get to heaven, we're going to see it as it really is. We're going to see it as God created it. We'll see through eyes that have been touched by eternity. We will see through eyes that are no longer tainted by sin. We will be in a place where the influence of sin cannot taint our vision. There will be so much to see, our eyes will be busy forever. Your eyes will never be bloodshot again, but we'll see as never before. Will we be able to see sound? I don't know. Will we see sound? Will we be able to hear that which we now smell? Will we be able to taste colors? I don't know, but I can tell you this. God said you can't even imagine what you're in for. The very moment you step on the other shore, all of a sudden you're going to get these new glorified eyeballs and you're going to see like you've never seen before. Our senses will be so keen we can't imagine it. No more near-sightedness, just perfect vision. No more far-sightedness, just perfect vision. No more cataracts, just perfect vision. No more double vision, just perfect vision. No glasses, perfect vision. Hey, no contacts, perfect vision. No need for a magnifying glass. You will have the magnification of glorified eyes created by God that sees everything the way God originally intended it to be. No blindness. You won't see any seeing eye dogs in heaven. No, not at all. Hey, there'll be no nighttime driving restrictions as you grow older. Because there'll be no nighttime. That means there'll be wild old people driving everywhere during the day all the time. I'm here to tell you, the Bible says, I have not seen. God is saying something's going to happen with your eyesight and your vision and your perception, and it's going to be a whole new dimension, and it is going to be clearer and purer and more amazing than you can even imagine. But number two, our ability to hear will be purified. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 9, nor ear heard. There is no deafness in heaven. Standing back here to my left and to your right, Brother Ken Davis, our interpreter, a handful of people back there, they cannot hear what you can hear. We speak to them through hands and sign language. Well, there is coming a day when they will hear everything that everybody else gets to hear. They will hear again. No deafness in heaven. There will be no hearing aids in heaven. Our ears will hear like never before. You see, folks, our earthly ears are weak. Our earthly ears do not have the volume and the clarity that the purity of heaven provides. Our human ears are limited. Our human hearing is numbed by sin and by this body, by the carnal nature, and all that sin has done to ears and sound. We have ears to hear, but don't really hear. You see, our perception will be perfected. Sounds will be clean. Sounds will be distinct. Sound will be specific. Sounds will be obvious. Sounds will be defined and unmistakable and explicit. Sounds will be exact, incisive, and crystal clear. You will get a new set of ears the moment you walk into heaven, and you'll hear like you've never heard before. We're talking about perfect tone. We're talking about perfect inflection. We're talking about perfect levels of volume. Volumes will be so distinct, you won't just hear them, you may be able to see them. Soft will take on a new meaning. Mid-range volume will be a special blend that's better than peanut butter and jelly. Loud will be uniquely awesome. There will be no flat notes in heaven. Hey, listen. To the musician, heaven's music scales will be a whole new world to you. Each one will be a journey of sensation that will touch you in a way you've never been touched as a musician. Sound will be a new sensation in itself. Music will be perfect there. Perfect harmony, perfect melody, perfect pitch, perfect crescendos, perfect timing, perfect blends, perfect tones, perfect amplification. That's what heaven's going to be like. You're getting new ears. and your ears can't even imagine the pristine sounds of heaven. The sound of running water will be more precise than your mind can fathom. We will hear voices that will amaze us. We will hear the sound of angels. And it won't be like Hollywood tells us they sound. We will hear the voice of God. Oh, brother. We're going to get to hear God talk. Oh, wow. We will hear words and have a new perception because we have a new eyesight. We have a new ability to hear, and God is going to glorify our ears, and we will be amazed. I don't know. We will probably, and you can now, but you will probably be able to feel sound. Now you can feel the vibration of sound as I talk to you. You feel it? Yeah, I'm sure you did. Woke a couple of you up. I'm sorry. Go back to sleep there. Go back to sleep. Just go ahead and relax. Get your sleep. Stay awake for TV tonight, but sleep during church. Heaven's acoustics are out of this world. We will experience sounds that the earth does not offer. Heaven's choir will be flawless to your ears. Heaven's orchestra will be amazingly diverse, yet perfectly unified. Glorified vocal cords will produce choirs of perfection. Heaven's trumpet will tingle your taste buds. It'll be amazing. Stringed instruments will be tuned by God's own keen ear. God's heart will be heaven's metronome. Sound will have depth and meaning that only a perfect heaven can produce. Hey, I'm telling you, when you walk into heaven and that loved one that passed on walked into heaven, and all of a sudden they opened their eyes and they said, "Zowie! Shazam!" And then they heard, and their ears began to tingle with heavenly sound. Their eyesight and their ears. I'm talking about a real place. I'm going there. I'm going to be there someday. Oh, but let me tell you this. Our sense of touch will be purified. The sense of touch, soft, will be softer than ever before. Our fingers will be glorified and will have glorified senses and nerves. Our sensitivity will be heavenly. Ladies shop with their hands. Women don't buy tomatoes without feeling them first. Now men, we shop with our mouth. We want to take a bite out of it to see if it's good. Now I don't see how your fingers can tell you if it tastes good or not. But women shop with their hands. Heaven will be a thrilling experience for you ladies. There's going to be plenty to touch. And your sensitivity is going to be so increased that it is a heavenly sensitivity. Smooth will have a new definition. The term comfortable will come alive to you like never before. We may be able to feel colors. I just know this. I know whatever is the norm down here is not going to be the norm up there, and your mind can't even fathom what God is about to unveil to you. Hey, and your loved ones, they're already there. They're already seeing it. They're already hearing it. They're already feeling it. They felt it. They heard it. They saw it the moment they passed away. They don't want to come back. They don't want to come back down here. They want you to come to them. They say, "I want to see you again, but I'm not taking a boat home. You got to get a boat up here." That's how they feel about it. And you wouldn't want them to leave a place like this. Oh, how amazing. Hey, listen, there'll be no paralyzation in heaven. We'll have our senses back. Heaven's fabric will be comfortable beyond explanation. Shoes will never be uncomfortable again. No girdles, ladies. Ah, some of you, if you could say it. Hey, Brother Owens! To tingle will be tremendous. Wet will feel wonderful. Hot will feel heavenly. Cozy will be redefined. The feeling of dry will feel delicious. No more pain. Feeling will be perfected. That means no more labor pains. There's another amen. Listen. Everybody on earth dies and they go to heaven. God comes and says, "I want the men to make two lines. One line for the men that were not henpecked by their wives on earth. The other line for the men that were henpecked by their wives.
Also, he said, I want all the women to go with St. Pete and go over there. Well, it was done. The next time God looks, the women are gone, and there are two lines of men. The line of men that were henpecked was 100 miles long. And the line of men that were not henpecked, there was only one man. Well, God got upset, and he said, you men should be ashamed of yourself. I created you in my image, and you were all henpecked by your wives. Look at the only, that one man, my one son, that stood up and made me proud. You other men need to learn from him. Tell them, my son, how did you manage to be the only one in the line of unhenpecked men? The man said, well, I don't know. My wife just told me to get in this line and shut up. You men in heaven, you will not have to submit to your wives anymore. Now you want to go, don't you? You say, that's right, Brother Owens, I want to go because I've been living in the other place down here. Our ability to see in heaven is going to be purified beyond my tongue's ability to describe it. Our ability to hear in heaven is going to be purified. Mortal tongue cannot describe to you how things will sound and how we will hear in heaven. Our sense of touch is going to be purified. And we are going to have the senses that man on this earth have no perception about. Number four, our sense of smell will be purified. No longer will we be limited by our human limitations. We will smell the scents created by God as He originally intended them. Heaven's perfumes are unexplainable. The selection of scented candles cannot, you just can't number them. I mean, Yankee Candle, they're going to wish that they had half of the scent that heaven has. We will experience the original aromas of God's perfect ability. The aroma of the rose will be perfect. The aroma of fresh air will amaze us. The aroma of strawberry will overwhelm us. The aroma of the lilac will be 10 times more distinct than it is here on earth. The aroma of sweetness will come to life. The aroma of food will be delicious. Hey, the aroma of the orange will give citrus a new reputation. I'm talking about a place where your eyes and your ears and your feel, and now we talk about your smell, your ability to smell and to take in that aroma of life. It is going to be amazing. We will figure out what clean really is. There will be no skunks in heaven. No Limburger cheese. There'll be no cheese to cut. No bitter smells. No bitter smells. No putrid smells will alarm us. Fragrances will be fabulous. Your nose will be in nostril paradise. No bad breath. Your smeller will be a happy feller in heaven. No stench, no stink. Heaven's bouquet is indescribable. Heaven's incense is so intense, it's overwhelming. You will sense and perceive different flavors using a heavenly perception. You will savor smells with a new fulfillment. Boy, our loved ones, when they passed away, the first thing that probably came into their mind, they said, I cannot believe it. Look what I'm seeing. Oh, I'm hearing. Oh, what I'm feeling. And then they went like this. They sucked in the heavenly aroma and were overwhelmed with the sweetness of the smells in heaven that were created by a perfect God. The smell of death is banished. No runny noses. No sinus infections. No allergies to make your eyes water and your nose run, and Kleenex will be out of business. The perfume sold at Tiffany's of New York would qualify only in heaven's generic category. Earth's limitations will be lifted. Never again will you smell spoiled food. Smells will be rich as rich can be. There'll be no B.O. there. Some of them abbreviations trip you up. B.O. stands for body odor. You won't have to face it. You won't have to face yours. And you won't have to face the person sitting beside you, and you wish they were in heaven right now.
We're talking about your sense of smell. Bath and Body Works will feel like beginners when they see what heaven can produce. Avon and Mary Kay will be eating their heart out about what God had on the corner of the market of fragrance and the ability to cause a scent or an aroma to overwhelm the people. Oh my, what heaven is like. Oh my. Hey, not only that, our sense of taste will be purified. I say to you again, I was riding in a car with one of our good people. They had lost a loved one. I wanted to be a comfort to them, and I just began to talk about what I think heaven is going to be like. Well, about an hour later, I finished talking. Let me tell you something, folks. What I'm telling you today, I might not be exact on everything, but it is going to be awesome. It I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the hearts of man, that which God hath prepared. That's what God has prepared. Hey, our sense of taste will be purified. Now, you'll be happy to know this. There's going to be food in heaven. We will experience the wedding supper of the Lamb. You can eat that cake maybe with that thick icing and not get any calories from it. I don't know. There's going to be a wedding. Revelation 19:9 says this, and he saith unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto them, these are the true sayings of God. I've never been to a supper that didn't have food. You call me and say, Brother Lawrence, come over for supper and don't give me anything, you're in trouble, buddy. When it's supper time, it's eating time. And the Bible says here that we're going to get to go to a supper. A supper, that ought to make you happy. I can't explain it all, but the Bible talks about fruit trees in heaven. It says in Revelation 22:2, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nations. Hey, the Bible talks about fruit trees. The Bible talks about a supper that we're going to have. The Bible speaks of people drinking in heaven. Now, I don't know what it'll be. I do know this. Jack Daniels won't be served, and Bud Dummer won't be served. Oh, but whatever it is, it will tantalize your taste buds. And as we drink, hey, and again, it'll be perfect for your body. Whatever we eat will be perfect for your body. What we eat in heaven can't cause cancer. What we eat in heaven, there's not going to be indigestion from it. It's not going to happen. Food will be as God originally intended to be for the human race. God, hey, we're talking about good, and good tasting food is important to a human being. Can you imagine the tastes of heaven? I used to live up toward Chicago, and they would have in a big park up there once a year, they had a week where they called it the Taste of Chicago. And you have all different cultures that live in Chicago. And what they would do is they would set up in this park, they'd set up a big section of canopies or tents, and they would have people from maybe Mexico that would cook food. Then you go to another area, and they would have people from that are from the German culture cook German foods. And then Indonesia, and then China, and they would have all sorts of different foods. I'll tell you, you walk into that park, it was called the Taste of Chicago. You could go in there and get just about any kind of food that you wanted to get. But let me tell you something. That's going to be like a kindergarten picnic compared to what God can do. God can lay out a spread, my friend. I mean, if we're going to do it in heaven, can you imagine what it's going to be like? You will have glorified taste buds. Just think on that for a little while, man. You ladies, I was talking about perfume and fragrances and all that. Now, men, we're down to where we live, food. Just think about how good it's going to taste. I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to in heaven. We'll never again have burnt taste buds. Let me just warn y'all. Thanksgiving coming, Christmas coming. Right before then, don't burn your taste buds on hot coffee. Nothing more miserable than going through Thanksgiving Day with scorched taste buds. I mean, you can feel it going up in, but you can't taste it going down, and that's a bummer, baby. Hey, no more will our food be tainted by sin. Do you have any idea what all the hybrids have done to the taste of food? Do you have any idea what the tainted soil and the tainted air and the tainted water has done to the taste of food? Do you have any idea what we have done to our own taste buds and our own bodies? But when we get to heaven, that's all done away with. We're going to see better, hear better. We're going to feel, we're going to taste, we're going to smell like never before. That's why the Bible says, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the hearts of men. That which God hath prepared for them that love him. Hey, all things have been corrupted by sin, but there will be no corruption of sin in heaven. Fruit flavors are going to be powerful. I know they're fruit trees. The Bible says so. Skittles will be put out of business. Starburst flavors will cower in the presence of God's fruit-flavored candy store. Apples will taste amazing. Oranges will taste out of this world. Pears will be perfect. Lemons will be heavenly. Coconuts will be captivating. Mangoes will be magnificent. Peaches will be powerful. Bananas will be beautiful. I'm telling you, your taste buds in heaven are going to be, your sense is going to be heightened and purified and glorified. Food will be perfectly prepared as God says it ought to be. Your palate will be powerfully pleased. No bad taste in heaven. For instance, one of the worst tastes in the world to me is Pepto-Bismol. Boy, I'd get sick. My mom would go get that bottle of pink yuck. She'd come at me and I'd say, Mom, I'm better. It tastes like drinking a bottle of chalk. And I've eaten a little chalk in my day. What? There won't be Pepto-Bismol in heaven. You won't eat it because you can't have an upset stomach in heaven. Nah, 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 nah. Only good taste will enter our mouths. Some of you men, you'll never have to eat some of that stuff again. How many people here have ever had castor oil? You raise your hand. I feel sorry for you. I've never tasted it, but they tell me it's rotten. They tell me it's nasty, and they also tell me it was a hoax, and it was the Pepto-Bismol of your generation. Well, you won't have to worry about it anymore. Everything will be a delicacy. Everything that God gives us to eat will be a delicacy. We will share the heavenly food. Flavors will be fantastic. The word savory will gain depth you have never thought possible. Earth's sweet is heaven's sour. You ain't seen anything yet. You say, ain't's not a good word. I know, but it makes for good preaching. And you ain't seen anything yet. Jelly Belly's vast array of flavors will take back seat to heaven's flavor factory. Bland food is banned from heaven. Recipes by God. Perfect food blends. Angels as chefs. No burnt food there. No heartburn. No acid reflux, no vomiting, upchucking, or tossing your cookies. No food poisoning. Everything will be gourmet cooked and perfect for your taste buds. I'm talking about heaven. I'm talking about this. Hey, this is what heaven is going to be like. Heaven, we are going to have purified eyes. We'll see like never before. We will hear like never before. We will have a sense of touch like never before. Our smell and our ability to pull in the aromas of heaven will be like never before. Our sense of taste is going to be purified and perfect. Here's something else about heaven. Time restraints have been removed. We sing when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun. We've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. And that is an underestimate on the time element. We will never die again. Let me promise you all something. Those, and you are numerous, we are numerous. We've lost people to death. They never have to die again. Never. Never. Never again. When we get there, we'll never grow old. You say, Brother Owens, it'll be all right. You know, you get there and you start out and you've got this keen sense of hearing and taste and feel and all of that. I had that when I was younger, but now I'm older and I don't hear as well and I can't taste like I once did and I don't feel like I once did. And I understand the process. I'm sorry. There's no process of growing old in heaven. You're only going to grow old this one time, but in heaven, we'll never grow old, never grow old, in a land where we'll never grow old. We're not going to grow old there. It's over. When we get there, these senses, they do nothing but get better. Not worse, they get better. Better. The time restraints will be removed. We'll have all eternity. Our limited minds cannot comprehend an unlimited amount of time. A place where there is no beginning and no ending. Now listen to me. I'm telling you where your dad is right now. I'm telling you where your mama is right now. Tell some of you where your husband is. Where your wife is. Where your child is. That's where they're at. I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the hearts of man that which God hath prepared. A place where there's no beginning and no ending. We have forever to enjoy these benefits that I have tried to describe to you today. There's no need for a clock in heaven. There's no need for an alarm in heaven. You see, time restraints will be gone. You'll never be late again.
Right.
Now, a couple of you might be, but we will be with God forever. I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to. No stress for time deadlines. And my staff will like that too. Forever. And ever. And when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. And if you're beginning to catch a glimpse of what it's going to be like, we're going to have a good reason to be singing His praise. Not only will there not be any time restraints, we will experience the ultimate in regard to our feelings. You will find out what love really is. Perfect, deep, fulfilling, the greatest hunger known by the human race is to be loved, and it will be fulfilled. Those of you say, Brother Owens, I don't feel like many people love me. I cannot wait for you to get to heaven.
Yes.
No, I cannot wait. Joy will be perfect. No hurt, no disappointment. You see, we will experience the ultimate in regard to our feelings. Peace. It will be perfect. No confusion. No sleepless nights. Contentment will be perfect. No out-of-control desires. Just total satisfaction. The goodness in heaven will be flawless. The security in heaven will be perfect. No fears. No feeling of threat. No more wrong or bad feelings. We'll never say goodbye in glory. No pain. No sorrow, no sickness, no death, no regret, no failure, no sin is there. Totally new world. Totally new world. Oh, but let me give you something that to me is most exciting. We will be with Jesus. This is the part. This is the best part about the whole deal. And you say, well, I can't picture that. God probably doesn't think you can picture that, but you just wait and see. The best part will be Jesus. You see, His presence is the icing on the cake. You say, everything else that you've described, it's just incredible. You just wait till we see Jesus. You just wait. I've told this story before, but it's so dear to my heart. One of our dear ladies had struggled with cancer for years. Her name was Jeannie Zittel. Jeannie would sit right back here in the church service and pretty well just stuck at home. And her cancer, and she fought it, and she fought it, and she fought it. And I'd go up and visit with her and pray with her and spend some time with her. I did not know it, but just a couple hours before her death, one of her kids called and said, Brother Owens,
We feel like the time is getting close. Would you please come? Mom wants to spend some time with you. Mrs. Owens and I went up. I think it was a Thursday night late. Mrs. Zittle was laying there in her bed, all shriveled up, able to communicate as healthy as you or I. Her body was not healthy, but her mind was as strong as ever. I began to talk to her about heaven. We talked. Right before we left, she told me, she said, "Brother Owens, I know it's close." She said, "I'm ready." And I said, "I hope you don't take this as a stingy request, but could you do me a couple favors?" She said, "Yes, sir." I said, "When you get to heaven, would you go tell Jesus that I love him?" She said, "I will, Brother Owens." And I said, "Jeannie, would you please ask Jesus to keep blessing our church?" She said, "I will." Within a couple of hours, she was there. And you know, she's a lady of her word. And I just know when she got there, she thought, you know, I've got something I got to do here. She went to see Jesus for us. He's there. Jesus. The light of the world, but better than that. The light of heaven. No lamps or lights need to be there because Jesus will be the light that will light that place. He's the most beautiful thing you'll see. You say, "Brother Owens, when I get there, I'm going to have this eyesight." You're going to need that eyesight because when you see the beauty of the lily of the valley, when you see the beauty of the flawless one, when you see the beauty of the Son of God, you're going to say, "My eyes can't hardly pull in the sight of my Savior." When you get there and you hear His voice, there's going to be a reason why you need those glorified ears, because you're going to hear the Savior sing. You're going to hear the Savior. He is the Word of God, and you'll hear it live. Oh my. There's a reason why you need all these senses, because mortal senses could not perceive the magnificence of the Son of God. Oh my. He's the most beautiful sound to hear. He'll be the sweetest smell. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, we will need the glorified senses. Not just about the fruit. Not about the smell of the rose. Not about the smoothness of the smooth. When you and I get there, God said, "I want you to see what my Son did for you. He left this place. He, a perfect, perfect, perfect Son, left this place and came to a sin-cursed world to die for you, to make a way for you to get to heaven." He said, "When you arrive here, I want it to be very, very plain to you." Hey, there's a reason why you and I will fall on our face and cry holy, because we will perceive the magnificence of our God. Oh my. Hey, if you're not saved, I'd recommend you not miss this. If you die today and you're not 100% sure you go to heaven, I'd get saved today. Oh, let me warn you. Hell is as bad as heaven is good. Because eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the hearts of man that which Satan hath prepared for those of you that reject Jesus Christ as Savior. Folks, tell your loved ones about heaven. We don't want them to miss it. If you're not saved, don't take any chances. Heaven is a real place. It's not been many weeks ago. We had a hope chest that some call a casket setting here. Mrs. Evelyn Chapman was in it. You know her. This is where Evelyn's at right now, Brother John. To the Barrett family. That's where Marvin's at right now. And help me out, Brother Butch. Let's not have any more come in that back door there. Those of you that have lost babies, look right at me if you will. Those of you that have lost babies to miscarriage, that's where your baby's at right now, heaven. I think of Pauline Cole. Pauline's in heaven right now. Grandma Apple's in heaven right now. Mary Vest, Brother and Mrs. Osherman, Skippy Burris, Frank Shepherd. I could go on. Mrs. Dolores Taylor, I've seen Brother Taylor back there. I could go on and give you a list of 65 that we here at this church in the last 6 years have said, "See you later," to. But I have to tell you again, the minute they stepped over, they said, "I'm not going back."
Do they want to see you?
Mm-hmm. But not come back here. They're looking forward to you coming up and seeing what...
You say, well, what would they say to me?
I have not seen nor ear heard nor entered to the hearts of man that which our God hath prepared for us. Let's bow our every eye closed. If you're here today and you've never trusted Christ as Savior, we welcome you to the Savior. You cannot save yourself. Your good works will not save you. Being a member of a church won't save you. Going through some religious exercise will not save you. You need to realize you're a sinner, that there's a penalty for that sin, and that penalty is death and hell for all eternity, separated from God. But if you'll realize that Jesus Christ died for you, is buried for you, and resurrected for you, and He paid your ticket to heaven in full, you just merely receive it as a gift. If you will do that, the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If there's somebody in this building and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, don't leave this building today unsaved. Why don't you get saved? Because heaven awaits you. Who here would say, preacher, I'm not saved. I want to go to heaven, but I'm not sure I'd go to heaven if I died today. Pray for me, preacher. I'm not saved, but I need to be. Will you raise your hand and say, that's me. I want it. I want to go there when I die. That's what I want. God bless you. I've seen that hand. Who else? Just say, that's what I want. I want to be born again. I need to be saved. Who here by an uplifted hand would say, I'll not lie in church, Brother Owens. I'm saved and I know it, but I'll not lie. Don't raise your hand if you're not saved. Who here would say, I'm saved. I know it. And you'll raise your hand and say, that's me. I'm saved. I'm saved. God bless you. You may put your hand down. If you are unable to raise your hand, why don't you get saved today? Somebody here that has a loved one that's passed on, I hope somehow you realize how wonderful it is for them now. Oh, let it be a comfort to you, my dear friend. Those of you that are, you face death, maybe you say, I'm sick, I'm real sick. I don't know how much longer I'll have. Well, let me tell you, there's a home prepared where the saints abide. Just over in the glory land, God has something very wonderful. The minute you close your eyes in death, you will open them in heaven. You will see, hear, taste, smell, feel like never before. We're going to have an altar call for those of you that are not born again. Maybe you need to come. If you'll leave your seat in a moment, walk toward the front. The men on this platform will be standing at the end of each aisle. You walk up to them and say, I need to be born again. We'll take the Bible and show you how to be born again. There's some here, you're away from God. You ought to stop and think about everything God's prepared for you and get your heart right with God and live for Him for these few years down here, knowing what you have for all eternity waiting on you. Maybe there's somebody here, you've been saved and you've never made it public. Let us help you. You come and we'll let the people know you've been saved. Maybe you need to follow the Lord in believer's baptism. You come. Maybe it is you're looking for an old-fashioned, independent, fundamental, soul-winning, separate.